My top story, which I've picked and I'd like to discuss this morning, is Home to Vote, Ireland's referendum on the right to have an abortion or not. It's been a really acrimonious campaign, and looking through online this morning, particularly on Twitter with the hashtag Home to Vote, people are literally coming, men and women, not just women, from all over the world to have their voice heard. And I think this is a tremendous example of using democracy. And also as well, looking at some of the statistics, which are actually, you know, which we forget about in Ireland. If it is, if you actively seek an abortion, it's a criminal offence and it's 14 years in prison. And in here in the UK, I mean, abortion is a very, very polarising issue. Whichever country, I mean, I've not long come back from working in the United States, and again, talking to friends and colleagues, one of the reasons why, there are many reasons why people think that Donald Trump got elected, one of which was particularly in the mid part of the country, a very, very strong Catholic community, and he lobbied and campaigned on the right to life again. So where politics and choice and religion and health collide, it's a very, you know, it's a very emotive choice, but equally it will be interesting to see what the outcome of that has been, because it has been very acrimonious as well.
As these votes have gotten, it's been one of the things which I know Facebook and Google have been trying to actively work with this vote in some kind of way to show that they're not being used in the way that maybe some other votes have been apparently tampered with, both here and across the Atlantic as well. But also, as you say, the Home to Vote thing, it's not just people coming from around the British Isles.
No, it's not.
It's from all over the world. I've seen one this morning, which actually, I think they worked out last night that they could fly home from Canada, and so put up a kind of a fundraising effort online and managed to raise $1,300 Canadian dollars to get a flight overnight from Montreal to go to Dublin to vote, because they feel so strongly about it. And actually, the money was raised in about half an hour.
Yeah. I mean, there's been lots of examples on Twitter this morning of women, mainly in their 20s and 30s, but older ladies as well, who have said, yeah, I'm coming from Australia, Canada, America, South America. But also, let's not ignore the men as well, who equally, whichever way they are choosing to vote, are galvanising and making sure that their voice is going to be heard.
Yeah, Ireland does have a more of a history of referenda than we do, with the constitution that they do have. So sure, that's the kind of thing that they can do. Obviously, in America, they'll vote on anything during every Thursday. They'll have some kind of local referendum somewhere. I'm not sure our recent experience with referenda is the kind of thing that would make us do. But then
didn't work out very well for us in the end, did it?
That's to be argued.
The process certainly didn't.
Yeah, the process was a little bit fractured, shall we say. It's caused some debate. But also here, I think, again, the situation we have is we don't really have a written constitution as such. People still going back to the Doomsday Book or Magna Carta or whatever. Magna Carta, and trying to work out something from there. But in Ireland, it's very much, it's codified. So they can work out things that way and make decisions. And this original decision wasn't too long ago, 1983, when this came in. I think we've spoken about it already this week a couple of times, but just shows you the fractured nature of Ireland, that maybe people didn't assume that everybody was, you know, 100% down the Catholic faith route. It's actually, everything's there up for question.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting to see how it's been reported in different publications here this morning on the role of the church and how they've, in the Catholic Church particularly, have tried to take more of a background position and let the political and the social debate come through to the fore. So, yeah, interesting to see what the outcome of that will be in the next 24 hours.
Exactly. I imagine it will be quite a big vote over there in Ireland.